having gentle and sweet remembrance and compassion for this body that has been with you since you were inside your mother's womb. May you feel peace. May you feel centered. May you feel at home. Hello, hello, and welcome to all of you beautiful souls tuning in today to the Heart of the Soul podcast or Earthing Nova on YouTube. My name is Amana, and I'm so happy that you're here. This is a space where we remember what it means to be wild women walking upon this earth, navigating the ebbs and flows of change, honoring each other's differences, and connecting about that which unites us all. Together, we practice using our voices in the ancient ritual of storytelling, sharing our stories of birth, life, and death, and celebrating how both we and they change across time. I hope that soaking in these stories will leave you feeling inspired, connected, and more alive in your own beautiful body and unique life. Today is January 26th, 2023. I'm currently in the bedroom of my tiny mobile home here in Mississippi that I share with my husband and our two young children and little fur puppy, Gizmo. Today I'm going to be sharing some of the stories of my journey from Washington to Mississippi with my family. I have shared a little bit about it here and there, but one of my dear friends, Ashley, you might have listened to a podcast episode with her and I. We've recorded, I think, two of them so far. But she has been encouraging me to share some of the stories, of the challenges, of the beauty of all that it was, the journey to come here to Mississippi for this winter time. And then I'm going to do that after I do another oracle card pull for you, as I'm practicing doing these with you all. And of course, this reading isn't meant for everyone, but I trust that those of you from all over the world that feel drawn to listen to these messages, that these are for you, and they are for me too. Did you know that there are listeners from over 11 countries around the world? I just feel so expanded and connected knowing that you are all listening from such a variety of places. I have a bit of a cold right now, so you may hear that in my voice, or I might need to cough now and then. But, you know, it's real life. It's really me. I don't edit these podcasts. So you'll hear me cough if I have to cough. So this episode will publish on the half moon, which happens, I think, on this Saturday. So just a few days from now. And as I was sort of preparing to record here, my husband has the little, he took them to the beach in the park, which gave me this opportunity that I wanted to have this moment with you all and to record this episode. Even though I have a few that are already recorded, I'm going to save those for another time. It's been fun to try and be in this flow of publishing each week. It's a new challenge for me and myself that is just only against myself, of course, because no one holds me accountable to publishing each week, but it's something that I'm holding myself accountable to as much as I can. Of course, having grace if there's ever a time when I really can't publish each week with the different phases of the moon, on the full moon, the half moons, and the new moon of each month. So as I was preparing for this, I will be pulling from this moon deck again. I flipped my camera, so you should be able to see the cards, those of you here on YouTube. You'll be able to read them properly this time. Last time I had my camera in mirror mode, so anyhow, this feels a little bit different for me to have it be flipped. So I was thinking that I would do three pulls, one from our well woman ancestors that we all have, And so three cards. So one from our well woman ancestors, one to our inner child, the little girl in each of us that we carry with us through the years, and one to the future woman self that we are transforming and growing into and towards. I'm going to take a drink of water here. I also am holding in my lap this selenite sphere, which I just love and adore. I had a few of these. Some I sold when I was vending at farmers markets and things. I love how this one has this space where you can see through it. And then I had one that I brought to each of my full moon gatherings that I hosted in Washington. And we used it as like our talking stick, but it was our moon, full moon sphere that we passed around the circle and infused with all the energy and beauty that was there. And so when I got ready to leave Washington, I actually left that sphere that we had circled with for many months, for over, I think, about a year. And I left that with a woman who grew into wanting to lead the circles when I left. So now that sphere is with them, and I claimed this last one that I had possession of for myself and for a future full moon circle that I know that I will be leading at some point somewhere with some beautiful women and souls just like yourselves out there listening to this now. So here's the deck of cards, and let's see what message our well women ancestors would like to share with us today. What wisdom they might have, or a calling, or an invitation. This is the one. It is safe and beautiful to express my sensuality. Yes. Ooh, I don't know about you, but this is a message that has been showing up for myself also in other ways and has been an exploration for me and a re-exploration. So to me, I feel, of course, this like beautiful portal energy, this woman. This looks like a woman's portal, your yoni, your pussy, your vulva, vagina, whatever word that feels good to you. I really embrace the word pussy in the recent years. That feels really good and empowering to me to refer to it in that way. These flowers just remind me of the, of the external vulva and of those lips that we have. This feels like such a divine card as I asked for a message from our well ancestors. So it this feels like such an invitation to remember and admire the beauty in our physical form of our own genitals. I don't know if you've ever taken a mirror and gazed upon yourself, but I know others have imagined it to be like this opening flower. And it feels like also an invitation to find pleasure and sensuality with ourselves. I feel like for myself, I've gathered 40 years now, and in this time, in this era, and this moment in time that I've grown up, most of like the sensuality and pleasure practice has been focused on men and their pleasure or my partner's pleasure, whether that be a man or a woman, and on their pleasure. And I feel like this card is a real invitation to, remember and express and be with our own sensuality and our own pleasure. So maybe even right now, you might pause and take a breath and feel your physical being and your body. And I know we have a tendency to first move towards what might be painful, like an ache in our back or our head or a wound that we have. But rather than going there, can you feel into where in your body there is pleasure right now? And maybe you can't feel, but maybe you could even create that pleasure. So, like for me, just even stroking this little inside tender part of my arm, I feel sensuality and pleasure when I do that. So maybe you would like to do that too, or maybe it would be something else. A remembering from our ancestors that we have access to pleasure and sensuality with ourselves at any given moment. That sensuality has been part of our human embodied physiological experience from the beginnings of time. That we are sensual, beautiful beings, one in and of ourselves. Apart from anyone else, you are sensual, you are beautiful, you are divine. Take a moment to soak that in and allow that to permeate into your body, into your soul, into your womb. Maybe put a hand over your womb and your heart and feel that sensuality and beauty radiate through you, a gift from our ancestors, the women that came before us. It is safe and beautiful to express my sensuality. So the next card is one, a message to our inner child, the little girl in each of us. So I'm falling in line here. I am at home in my body and at peace in my spirit. Shows this woman here. Oh, trying to get it all in view here. All right. So I am at home in my body and at peace in my spirit. The image is of a woman sitting at the edge of a body of water. You can see her aura resonating around her. Her hands are between her heart and her womb with a beautiful flower. And you can witness her own reflection there in front of her. I see that almost as, our child self, that reflection of self. So may this be a reminder. I am at home in my body and at peace in my spirit. So, you just like me, you might have this, inner child, this little girl that sometimes arises with those wounds from experiences from our childhood as a female here in on this earth. I know in the United States where I grew up, I received lots of different messaging. From the culture, from the people around me about what it meant to be a woman. And there was a lot of fear around being a woman. So I see this as this possibility to right now, in this moment, tap into the peace within us, within me, within you, within us as a collective gathering of women that are currently alive here on this earth right now, today. An invitation to Oh, find the peace of being a female in what I'm living in of the patriarchal culture. That is led by men and dominated by men, structured by men. And yet here I am in my body, in my female body, and that I have peace within her shape, this beautiful vessel. I hope that each of you might find peace within your own female form right now. Having gentle and sweet remembrance and compassion for this body that has been with you since you were inside your mother's womb. May you feel peace. May you feel centered. May you feel at home. Something I didn't feel when I was a little girl. So I feel like this is almost like a healing for that inner child, for that little girl that felt so at odds. I felt so at odds with my body when I was young. I felt like I should be different. I didn't look the way magazines and video showed me I should. And now I can remind that little girl that she was perfect and beautiful just as she was, just as right now. I'm beautiful and perfect just as I am and just as you are. I am at home in my body and at peace in my spirit, my soul, and your soul. May you find peace. And home. And now a card for our future woman self that we're transforming into and towards. Maybe to or from her. Maybe this is a message from our future woman. Or a card, a message that will help us transform towards her. You can't see, I'm just sort of, shuffling these cards and feeling for when one feels for me, for us. I am on the right path and divinely guided. I am on the right path and divinely guided. So this image shows a woman. To me, it appears that she is entered a body of water up to about her pussy, to her vulva. And she has her arms in the sky. There's a moon out in front of her with a moonlight that she is walking through in this body of water. May this be a reminder to myself and to you all. That we are on the right path. We're divinely guided by our future selves, by the moon, by the earth, by the ocean, by water. Each step that we make, it's a right one, even if it feels like a misstep, that step still teaches us something and helps us. To know maybe what we don't want and move towards what we do. Each step gives us clarity. What a beautiful message. We are on the right path. You're on the right path. May you feel that in your soul, in your bones, in your womb. You are on the right path. I am on the right path. one mantra that I've sort of added to over the years. So this will be a longer expression than what it was years ago, that I invite you to perhaps repeat after me, is I see, I hear, I know, I sense, I feel, I am. Know that you have all of those abilities to feel into all of those senses and knowings and seeings and hearings of your own. You have your own inner voice, your own knowing, your own intuition. You have your own ability to sense and feel and know within your own body, your own cosmic being, and your soul. I hope that you find these messages helpful today from spirit, from soul, from Earth, Mother Earth. All right, I'm just going to set these aside now. Take another drink of this precious water that we all are made from. And moved within in our mother's womb, that amniotic fluid. I don't know if maybe you listened to the episode that I shared, where I tried to share about my sistership services with women, but I was thinking of one thing that I sort of, I think I left it out of that conversation. I don't remember. I didn't actually fully listen back to that full episode, but I had another woman asking me the other day about, like, what the services were like. And I remember I wrote to her and just also brought up the, I'm rewriting my offerings right now and creating a new website page, but they really are unique to each of you that feel called to work with me because each of you are unique in where you're at in your life. The way I would support a woman if she were preparing to give birth to her first baby would be different than a woman who had previously already birthed or had a C-section or wasn't even pregnant at all. The conversations that we would have would be really radically different if you were moving towards a planned hospital birth versus planning a birth with a radical birth keeper or a free birth or a wild birth. Those conversations would be much different. Or a woman who had a baby, a newborn baby, would be different than me speaking to a woman who was wanting to get in touch with her cycle. Those conversations would be approached differently, and the starting of our conversations would have a different component and a different thread. So, anyhow, I think that's all I want to say to that. But I could feel the soreness in my throat and the nasaliness as I try to speak here now. But okay, so I grew up in Washington State for the most part. I did live in New Jersey for a few years when I was younger, and I lived abroad in both France and Australia for a little while. I spent a month in Spain, a whole year in France, and yeah, several months in Australia. But my husband and I, we've been together for, we're in our 9th year right now of wedding, of being together as a married, committed couple. And we, for the last several years, have spoken about a dream to have a larger piece of land. In my mind, my dream is for like 10 to 20 acres. He feels more comfortable with something even, the size of 5 acres. We've been living for the last several years on a very, not even an acre land in a beautiful place with a wonderful next door neighbor and We had a fence that opened between us, and I loved our beautiful garden that we had there. But have just been feeling really called to having a larger piece of land to steward and making that a priority in our lives as we move forward. We also have had dreams to travel with our children to places here in the United States and also to different countries. I'd love to, while they're still young, live somewhere that another language is primarily spoken, both for my own language learning. I love languages and would love to be more fluent in multiple languages. And also would love to gift that to our children for them to have that opportunity at a young age. So we have been dreaming towards that, but we're having, had babies. And so when I was pregnant, we would sort of been like thinking about trying to sell our home. And then I was pregnant again, and that pregnancy was a real challenge. Charlotte's pregnancy. I don't think I have even done an episode on her birth fully yet, but I will another time, her pregnancy and birth. But we knew, and then that like first postpartum period is like, nah, I knew that was not a time I wanted to be moving. But after she was born, after she had been a year, in that second year of her life, we started transitioning towards preparing our home and looking towards buying another either just piece of land or a piece of land with a home on it. But we weren't in a financial place that, with the market the way that it was in that moment in time, everything was like going really quickly, and you couldn't sell your home on contingency of like, or you couldn't buy a home on contingency of selling your home easily. So we decided to develop this other pathway of buying this little RV. Well, it's quite a big RV. It's a fifth wheel and it has two bedrooms and two bathrooms. So it's really a small home that is movable. So we decided to sell our home. We decided to move into this RV so that we could have some wiggle room and spaciousness between selling that home and then finding our next property. We didn't want to feel rushed into that. So that is what we did. We're lucky enough to have in-laws that had 20 acres just north of Spokane. And so we put this on their land, and I really, really enjoy the time that we spent there in this small home. I loved the privacy and the expansiveness of just being able to, walk outside with our littles and roam the land, to harvest St. John's wort and lavender and just commune with the space and dance and move and have that privacy and get to go in my in-laws' pool that they always kept really warm and get to swim naked. And our kids got to swim naked a lot. And yeah, it was just a really beautiful time. And we did eventually sell our home, which was, such bittersweet. I birthed all my babies in that home, and there was definitely a part of me that wished we were in a financial place that we could keep that home and buy another one so that we could always return to that home, to that, living room where my daughters were born, and that bathtub that I birthed my son into. But alas, we had to let go. It felt like, I had about a year before we actually like started really making taking the steps towards selling our home and fixing things up, where I really grieved the knowing that we were going to be leaving that home and grieving those memories and that space. But we did sell our home. And then my husband had been really wanting to try this different type of work that his friend from the days when he was in the military actually has been doing for a number of years and has been inviting him to come and do with him here in Mississippi. And so he was feeling that calling. And so we had just moved, we'd moved into this travel home and decided that this was the time and the opportunity for him to try out this new type of work. As we were had just sold our home and we were able to move and travel and come here for the winter time. So that's what we've done. But leaving Washington took, some time and effort, and we wanted to, but it started getting really snowy and cold, and we just didn't have the power where we were staying with our in-laws, to be able to keep our place warm enough. And if we were staying in it all winter, we would, bunker it up the way that you do with some insulation. But since we weren't staying, we didn't want to do that. So because I had my birthday gathering planned, we decided to head to Oregon, to actually just over the border between Washington and Oregon, where the weather was much more moderate. And it gave us the opportunity to visit my brother and sister-in-law and niece one more time. We got to be there for her birthday in the middle of November and spend time with them and have my mom come and visit one more time before we journeyed to Mississippi. But what we didn't anticipate was, so right the day before my husband and kids were actually going to start the journey without me so that I could go to my birthday celebration and then meet them on the road, my husband was skipping across the street with our then 5-year-old son, and his Achilles tendon tore completely, a complete rupture of his Achilles tendon. So that just completely shifted our plans. Of course, our health insurance is in Washington, and he needed to have his Achilles tendon surgically repaired. And of course, it was also near the time of Thanksgiving, so getting in to see someone was challenging in scheduling the surgery, but he did. He scheduled the surgery. And he, of course, did not leave. We did not leave. He did not leave with, with our children, with his injury, because he wasn't able to be mobile and get up and walk around. He wasn't even, he was supposed to use crutches and not even step on it at all. So we wound up staying there in that place for a full month. The surgeon was not willing to do the surgery unless we were willing to stay there for at least 2 weeks after his surgery. So that's what we did. We were able to have the surgery in Washington, just over the border from where we were in Oregon. And, it was actually really a beautiful place that we were staying. It was right along a river. So the kids and I got to explore that area together, and it had a beautiful park. And one of my oldest friends also lived just minutes away, so I got to see her. She's someone that I knew from babyhood. We were babies when we were next door neighbors. One of my soul sisters, my twister sister, B. Love you. So anyway, we got delayed there. It just felt like, okay, universe, like, what are you saying? We're going to travel together as a family. Okay, they're not taking off before. So we tried to like just have a positive spirit about it, not be too upset. And then we were excited, he had his 2-week checkup. And then I actually had this trip to Ghost Ranch. So then we delayed it another week because I had already waited that long. So I went to Ghost Ranch with Kimberly Ann Johnson. Jaguar work, other beautiful women returned back. Then my mom wanted to visit mom one more time, so we stayed another day. And then just 2 days after I got back from Ghost Ranch, we started our journey first south to get out of like we wanted, the biggest part was getting past these mountain passes. My husband and his truck that we had just, gotten repaired in Washington to get it all ready for this trip. Because towing this big, small house is no small feat. And so we got all ready, and we travel that next day. We were hoping to travel like 4 to 5 hours a day, but then when our trip kept getting delayed, we had to plan for a little bit longer days of travel, actually. Not quite yet. Okay, so this first day that we went from Oregon down into California, the traveling went really smooth. That the mountain passes were clear. There was snow on the sides, but no snow on the road, no ice. It was wonderful. And then the kids and I were a little bit ahead of my husband. We arrived to the campground where we were going to be staying that night. And my husband was like 15 minutes from our destination, and his truck just like boom, stopped. I mean, not completely stopped working, but was like he knew that something was extremely wrong. But he was 15 minutes away, so he just like limped it to the campground. And we just were like, oh, can it please just be something, easy to fix? The next day, we got in with a mechanic as soon as we could because, of course, we had our like lodging at different campgrounds for the next several days all booked out. But no, like something was essentially wrong with the engine. He barely even actually was able to get it to the dealership to have it checked out. And we had just put a whole bunch of money into fixing it. So there we were. And of course, the mechanic that it was a local mechanic that we'd had do it in Washington. So if we had taken it to the Ford dealership, then we could take it to a Ford dealership there in California, but that wasn't a possibility. He's on the phone with the people that worked on the truck. And the best thing that they could come up with was him sending the truck back to them on a, not even being towed, but like on a car. I can't even think of the right, on a flatbed. So that's the decision that was made. But then that meant that we couldn't continue on our journey. And we really wanted to get here and get settled into Mississippi before the holidays, before. We wanted to be here before winter solstice because we love to celebrate that and Christmas, and my son's birthday is a few days after that. So we were just like, oh my gosh, first the Achilles, and now like your truck is fully broken down, non-functioning. We can't move forward. So then we had to acquire a new truck, which is not something we were planning to do. Again, another like huge financial burden to get a new truck, and didn't want to go super far to get it. There weren't very many, we looked at many different options and then had to acquire a new truck and then had to have the trailer. What's it called? Oh, I can't think of the proper name, but there's like a thing that goes into the back because it's a fifth wheel that goes into the back of the truck that the trailer hooks onto. And that's how this little home is towed by the truck. So then we had to find, he was calling around and like we were trying to. So first it was acquiring the truck and getting like money transferred and insurance, and then finding someone who, and then of course we were into the weekend and we wanted to keep moving on our journey. And so he luckily found someone that was actually quite close that was willing to put the fifth wheel hitch and install it into his truck. And we were able to get going just a couple of days later. But again, then we had to change our trip a little bit. We had to then drive like 7 and 8 hour days rather than 4 to 5 hour days. And of course, with these little, a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, these poor littles in their car seats for that long. Even me, like near the end of the trip, my back was hurting really bad, but we tried to stay positive. I definitely shed a few tears those days with his truck breaking down and feeling just like, universe, like, are you against us right now? This feels so hard. And then that next day, we got back on the road. But it was a longer day, and I really had this virtual gathering that I really wanted to be a part of. It was actually like a sensuality virtual thing through Jaguar, and we did not make it in time. And again, the kids and I arrived sooner than my husband because he couldn't drive as fast while pulling our RV, fifth wheel RV. So I arrived sooner, and then again, and of course, it was dark. It was night. It was like 8 p.m. And he blew a tire on, like the RV blew a tire. So now, like, he's stuck on the side of the road. He can't change this tire. He has to call roadside assistance. You know, it takes them like 45 minutes to get there. It's like the three times that we like tried to start this trip. First is Achilles, then the truck blew, and then the tire on the RV blew, and we were just like, oh my gosh, like what a freaking journey. But we stayed as positive as we could. We laughed, we had to laugh about it, like, okay. And then we were like, okay, the next day we're just like, please let this just be an easeful day of travel. Let us not come across some big barrier and roadblock. Like, universe, like, what's going on? Please, like, help us here. And then we did. The rest of the trip was, they were long and challenging days, but also beautiful days. I got to send lots of voice messages, got to listen to some books on tape, some podcasts, got to have some phone conversations with some friends and catch up on our journey. And, you know, my husband was driving a truck that was, you know, newer than the one that we had before. So the truck was doing well and, you know, had a lot more oomph to be pulling this home. And we arrived to Mississippi just 2 days before Christmas Eve, I think, or one day before Christmas Eve. And so we finally made it here, but we didn't get to like soak in and enjoy the travel and the places as much as we had hoped that we would be able to when we first started this journey. But, you know, here we are now, and now we're exploring this area. And I'm sure that when we return back to Washington, please may the journey be more smooth, and may we have more opportunity. We really wanted to go to, you know, the Grand Canyon and show our kids some other places, and maybe go to Disneyland. So that will just have to be on our trip home, and also visiting friends along the way. We have some friends in New Mexico that we would love to be with and see again. So, you know, here we are. We finally made it here, and unfortunately, the work that my husband is here to do involves getting on top of roofs. So here we are at the end of January, and he has yet to be able to start that work. Although now he's ready, and it should hopefully come in these next days to week. He's back on the rotation, so he'll start being able to have opportunity to do work here in this next week. But it has just been an incredible journey. His Achilles tendon is now, you know, it's healing more. He was finally able to get in with a physical therapist and do a more focused rehab than he was able to do on his own, and got up on a roof for the first time the other day, and feels like, although it's a little bit scary, he's feeling comfortable with doing that. So here we are in Mississippi, settling in. You know, it's been a journey to find different grocery stores and explore those and see different, you know, but they have different names and different brands and not some of the produce and things that I'm used to being able to get in Washington all year round, and I can't get it here. And that's been really interesting, and finding parks and places to be outside. We've had a few beautiful trips to the beach, which I've been really grateful for. I really would love to be able to find a women's circle here. So far, I haven't been able to find that. I have been focusing on, you know, this podcast and rewriting some of my offerings online, and I have looked virtually, but because I'm not on social media, actually, my dear friend Ashley, she looked on social media for me to try and find a potential women's group. But so far, no. I did find there's like a play center here that has like a homeschool day, and I was hoping to kind of tap in with some moms and kids there. And we went to one of the open play times, but apparently all the homeschool kids were actually on a field trip. So it was just my kids in this whole huge play area. But we're gonna keep getting out there and keep trying to build some community and friendships here. My husband does have some people that he's met through his work and of course his friend, which is the reason we're here now. But I'm absolutely, although I'm really on one side, I'm really enjoying the warmer weather here, in the Spokane area where we were, there's snow on the ground and the temperatures are, below freezing. And so it's just a really different experience of winter. This is the first time in a really long time, or maybe ever, that I've experienced a winter where it's, warm enough to wear a tank top outside some days and sunny, and I've been able to go out for walks without big boots on. And so I am really enjoying that, and also sort of missing the snow too. I love how, the white blanket of snow just transforms the world around, and the brightness, the reflections of the sun on the snow, and the way that the snow quiets the space in the wilderness. But I'm really doing my best to soak in and appreciate Mississippi for what it is and the space that we have. And yeah, hope to find women and children for myself and the kids. And I'm grateful for the virtual communities that I'm a part of with Freebird Society and Jaguar and all the women that I voice message with as a way of communicating with my friends. And I'm planning a little virtual Zoom gathering with all the women for my birthday in February. So I'm grateful for that. And, but I am mourning the loss of that in the flesh women that I was used to being able to gather with so often. If not week, if not daily, weekly, So to all of you who might be listening, my soul sisters in Washington, I miss you and love you dearly. But the things that are captivating me right now are, the things that, have continued to, but I'm doing this new series of conversations specifically on death. The one with Hannah Grace has already published, and I have another one that will be coming up probably later this probably next month with a woman from spirit school, and we're going to talk about the realm of like spirit and death and the soul and the experience beyond the physical form. And I'm really excited for that. Birth and death are always a part of my sphere, and I've been really exploring culturing and building a culture and community. And a friend recently suggested this book about reclaiming our witchy selves, the witch archetype. And so I've been listening to that book, which is really beautiful. Actually, let me name that book. So as Ooh, the book is just called Witch by Lisa Lister. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. And I just finished the book Bittersweet by Susan Cain, which definitely intertwines aspects of like culture and religion and spirituality and death, especially in the end chapters. So I just love, I have my own thoughts and feelings and knowings about these about these rites of passage, about these human physiological experiences. And I also love hearing and knowing what others are saying and what they're sharing about this. And, you know, love having conversations about them as well. I have been, in my mind, daydreaming about the potential of traveling as a family to a foreign country before finding our space of land that I am feeling will be in the Pacific Northwest again, probably in Washington State. I'm absolutely finding myself longing for that land and for our home, and for in-person community. But I know it will come. So trying also to be patient and appreciating now for what it is and the simplicity of being in a small space that doesn't take a long time to clean. The things that I miss most about having a physical or standard normal, I don't know what to say, home, a stick-build home, is a bath. I super miss my baths. I love baths. I miss baths. I miss long showers. We have a small hot water tank here, so on the RV, so you can only take a short shower. I miss having a full-size oven. And I miss privacy, being outside and feeling, being able to have some privacy outside where we are right now. It's not very private, but it's okay. It is a beautiful land with some ponds and a lovely creek where we get to explore and be. So I feel like that's all I have to share now. So as I begin the closing of this episode, I am delighted to remind you or tell you about this limited time offer. I'm not exactly sure when I'm going to end it. I think it'll just be when I feel like I have the reviews that I, you know, feel like enough to me. It's so interesting. Like, there are, you know, multiple reviews of my podcast, but because I'm, some of them are from people in different countries, I can't see them. Which is so, I find that to be so bizarre. So I can only see the ones that are published or have been reviewed by people here in the United States. But I'm just wanting to call in more reviews of this podcast, because that's one of the ways that it helps other people to know that it exists. So for a limited time, I am willing to gift the offer of a short psychic reading for you in exchange of a review of The Heart of the Soul on Apple or wherever you are able to review the podcast. As each of you are unique, your reading will be as well. I can share that many women express their experience with words like feeling held, witnessed, loved, connected, aligned. They feel increased trust in themselves and feel seen and more centered with clarity about their purpose and path. You can check out full reviews of my mediumship, intuitive mediumship readings on my mediumship page. Your reading will be given through a voice message on email. And what I need from you is a screenshot of the review that you've written and has been published, and a short voice or video message of yourself. Just introduce yourself to me if there's anything else you want to say, and then state your full name and spell out your first name. Send it to me via email at amana@birthingnova.love. I'll use this information from you to record the voice message reading for you. That will be about 10 to 15 minutes in length, which is like a $40 to $50 value, because my regular 30-minute intuitive readings are $111 US. And yeah, I'll send that reading back to you usually within a couple of days. And of course, I want it to be an honest reading. It doesn't have to be a 5-star, whatever the max stars are. You know, I really want you to be honest and true in that reading. And that won't change the reading, or in the review, that won't change your review. I want your review to be honest, and that won't change, you know, the reading that you receive from me. So know that. And yeah, thank you so much for tuning in today. If you love the podcast, I'd be super grateful if you choose to subscribe, rate, review, or share the show with someone that you think might love it as well. If you feel aligned with my energy and are wanting to tap into your wild side or birth your baby wild and free, move through grief or traumatic birth or other experience, I support women just like yourself all over the world. And because I've witnessed how women change with the work that we do together, and I truly want to be accessible to all that are seeking this type of transformation for themselves, for their life, I have payment plans and partial scholarships available, and I'm also really open to creative forms of reciprocity. I've needed to ask for this from other women, and so I also provide this in the work that I do. And yeah, I am only open to working with a few women at a time because I spend most of my time with my children, and that's the way that I want it for this time, especially when they're so young. So anyway, to learn more, book your free connection call with me on my website, www.birthingnova.love. And also, if you'd like a full mediumship reading, you can book one there with me as well. I'd love to connect with you. And until next time, remember to be brave, be bold, be love, be you, and be the change that you seek for yourself and for the generations to come. Love, love, love.